On Rise FM in 60 minutes, I have the pleasures of talking to Tabanga. He joins us now in conversation. They've been leading a match here with different formations of the Youth League formations in the Ehlanzeni region, and he joins me. There's several other things he really brought to light. We'll touch on them a bit. Tabanga, my brother, your honest reflection, you've sent out a memorandum, the university responded, at least not to your satisfaction, but what led to where we are now?
Well, yeah, in support of young people of Mbombela, to demand that young people must be employed, to demand that young people must be active in the economic mainstream of the university. But we were not shocked that today we are here again. The university management is not here. Togomayegi so is busy on vacation. The council is busy with other things, and the corruption is the day-to-day business of the day of the university. Without attending to critical issues, the university is currently under serious administrative collapse because of there's no leadership in the university. We're saying that to university that we want to see young people being employed here. We want to see young people participating in the economic mainstream of the university. But we are not shocked again that the Portfolio Committee of Higher Education had summoned the University Council and Management a few days ago to report back on what seems to be a governance and administrative issues of the university. And through that, the Portfolio Committee has identified that the serious maladministration in the university. And we are saying and we are calling the Department of Higher Education, led by the Minister and the Portfolio Committee, that they must dissolve the University Management Council and put the university under administration, because the university has been proven beyond the subcommittee, the Portfolio Committee of Higher Education. The Minister was here yesterday. Not even the VC was present to welcome the Minister. How can you embarrass the leader of the sector like that? Whereby the university, whereby the minister would be here to understand what are the issues that are affecting young people and students in particular, and that of the university employees and students in particular. But there is not even a leader of that particular institution to welcome the minister. We're calling that as a serious high regard and disrespect of authority and governance. Because the higher institutions are not leading themselves. The minister is there, she's leading all institutions of higher learning. And that in particular, we're saying that such disrespect must not go unnoticed.
Yeah. Let's talk to your memorandum, maybe at least the first memorandum you've sent out to the university. And I heard here on the march is that you are not quite satisfied in the manner in which the university responded. And you also feel that some of the points that were raised by the university are not sufficient, at least to your satisfaction. Let's touch maybe few points. Among the points, you talk about young people being employed, and the university says there is a large portion of young people who are employed, you know, in different formations and in different structures of the university through the construction phase. And you also talk about subcontracting. And they are saying that we are adhering to that. In fact, they are also saying they are now doing a 70% outside the norm, because the 70% is what, you know, in fact, they are saying the 70% is what they are doing over and above. Just talk us through around just the merits, and why do you feel like the memorandum number one and the memorandum that was submitted today, there's a complete disjuncture between the two and in the manner in which they responded?
Well, the memorandum that is being submitted today is the same memorandum that was submitted last week. The university did not respond to the memorandum that was submitted last week. In fact, it responded to something else that we don't even know. But we are shocked again to realize that this university, there is a fellow called Dennis Mokotedi, that is a senior engineer in the university, is the one that collaborates with white people. Is the one that is anti-progressive young people, is the one that denies young people an opportunity to participate in the economic mainstream, because is the senior engineer and is the one that continues to give opportunities to all the people and white people in particular. Yeah. The same Dennis Mokotedi is the same Dennis Mokotedi, if you can check very well through the TRC, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, is the one that designed a rope that hanged Solomon Mahlangu. So we're surprised ourselves that how did the university arrive to such an extent of hiring such a person who has been an apartheid collaborator, a person who is a criminal, a person who, when we see him, he reminds us of the apartheid.
Yeah. You say the minister was here. Did you raise at least this with the minister? Because obviously she is the principal of the higher institutions of learning. Is it only the university where you're directing this question of this senior engineer? Or have you raised it within the internal structures of government, particularly the committee, the portfolio committee that is responsible for higher institutions of learning, and equally so with the minister?
The university management of UMP and its council is undermining everyone. Yesterday, the minister was here. They even failed to come and welcome the minister. The VC was nowhere to be found. So such people are known by everyone. We are happy that they did that at the front, at the eyes of the minister,
yeah,
that they don't respect anyone except for themselves. Yeah. The minister was shocked yesterday that they sent junior management to come and meet and receive the minister. That's why the minister yesterday, you might be shocked, the minister dismissed all junior officials of the university that were sent to welcome the minister.
Yeah. The university has acceded to the 7 days that you've given them. You've included the weekends. What becomes then the way forward? I mean, they are saying that they are going to respond in this time around. They're not going to send an email as per the university. They are saying, we are going to invite the leadership that was leading the formation that marched today into a dialogue. What do you anticipate as outcomes of that dialogue?
We are going to mobilize all young people in the region and in the province to come and shut down the university until all our demands are met. We're going to mobilize all students in the province, in the TVET sector, in all universities to come and shut down the University of Mpumalanga as a university until all our demands are met. We're going to make sure that until Togoma Yegiso is removed, until the university council is dissolved, all our demands are met. We'll make sure that we march until all our demands are met, until the university management and Togoma Yegiso are dissolved. We will not rest.
My brother, I really appreciate your time this evening.
Thank you very much.